Hey everybody, welcome to the Weekly Wisdom. I'm Dean Graziosi. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you back week after week. We've been doing this for over 7 years now. So if you're new, great to have you here. If you're one of my DG family members, thanks for coming back. Okay, today I want to share something that I talked about earlier today. I did a great interview today and it had me thinking. The gentleman asked some really great questions. And it had me thinking about you guys, always. I'm always looking for places I can grab ideas, thoughts, wisdom, capabilities, success secrets, habits, recipes, whatever I can give you to take your life to that next level, to give you that faster path. And this made me think of you guys. When I was in seventh grade, I was in special reading. I struggled so far. It wasn't even just a little bit. I had trouble reading. If there was days where I had to speak in front of the class or read something, I'd bail and I'd make an excuse not to go to school. And then I had Mrs. Thompson in seventh grade, and Mrs. Thompson was the first person to ever call me stupid. She used to say, just sound it out. Can't you understand? Now that I'm older, I realize I had dyslexia, and reading was really tough for me. I know I've shared that many times with you guys, and thank you, Ms. Thompson. I don't think she's with us anymore, but that inspired me in some way. Life happens for us, not to us. So with that said, what I realized is seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th grade, 11th grade, I just thought I was dumb. I thought I had to work on my weaknesses, and reading was so tough. I knew I didn't have money. School seemed so hard, and I was judged by, without realizing then, an outdated scorecard. And I was insecure, and it killed my confidence. If you have my Winning State of Mind course, that's why confidence I share is so important, how to find it. But here's what the reason I'm sharing this with you, and I'm gonna give you an exercise for this week, is 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, I didn't get any better at reading. I didn't hit the lotto. We were still broke. I was homeless for a while with my dad in ninth grade. We lived in a bathroom, didn't have any heat, didn't have food. I'd go to school many weeks or days and didn't have a dollar for lunch money. I made my dad drop me off down the street from the old pickup truck he had with the door tied shut. I mean, that's where I was, right? So I didn't go to college. I didn't have money. I couldn't read, and I just figured I was too dumb to go to school. Here's the crazy part. None of that changed. But around 11th, 12th grade, I started realizing that I couldn't read good, but I could watch somebody drive a bulldozer and drive it in 2 minutes. I could watch somebody paint the side of a car and I could paint a car. I could watch somebody take an engine apart. I could take an engine apart by watching. I could never read a manual to do it. I couldn't comprehend. It made me feel dumb. But all of a sudden I realized, man, I could watch somebody do it and I could do it almost as good as them immediately. And with the help of my dad, hands down, he gave me a lot of the power. When I wanted to learn to drive a car when I was 12, he threw me the keys, said, go drive. When I wanted to learn standard, when I wanted to learn how to be an electrician or paint a car or weld when I was a little kid, my dad would say, the welder's right over there. That's how you turn it on. So all of a sudden, in like 11th, 12th grade, I started finding confidence and a different belief in myself that I could be more, that I could do more. Maybe I wasn't good at reading, but I'd be great at something, and I didn't know what it was. Okay, so why am I telling you this story? Some of you already know this, is because what I realized looking back at this age, nothing changed. I didn't find money, I didn't hit lotto, I didn't get smarter, I didn't learn how to read better, I didn't go to college. All those things were the same. Do you know what changed? My belief. That was it. The only thing that changed is my thoughts, my habits, and my beliefs. So if you're stuck someplace, and it doesn't mean you're stuck in a rut, but wherever you are, if you want that next level, I promise you it boils down to your beliefs, your thoughts, and your habits. So here's my challenge for you this week. I want you to write down all week some of the common thoughts that go on in your head. Just jot them down. Some of the common beliefs you had. Even if you're not recognizing them, good, bad, or otherwise, just write down the beliefs. You know, when your boss walks in the room, how do you believe? Or your employees walk into a room, or your business partner, or your spouse. What do you believe? What are habits that you do on a regular basis? How do you act when certain things happen? And just start writing them down. And here's the assignment. Write them down and then look in the area of your life that you're struggling the most. Or if you're not struggling, you want the greatest improvement in, whether it's your relationships, your income, your health, love, intimacy, passion, whatever it is. And I want you to look at the habits and then bounce them up against that one section. Then I want you to do this. I want you to look at this like you're talking to your best friend in the world, trying to give him advice or her advice. And I want you to look at those thoughts and those beliefs and those patterns that you have, those habits. And I bet you if you look at it as a third party, like you're doing it for a friend, you'll see clearly the habits, the thoughts, or the beliefs that are keeping you where you are from breaking through and taking whatever area of your life you want to the next level or all of them, you'll see it's what you believe, it's what you think, or it's the habits you do each day. And all I encourage you is look in the mirror like you're talking to a best friend and alter those habits, tweak those beliefs, change those thoughts, and nothing can stop you from breaking free. I look back on my life, it was nothing more than determination and a change in beliefs and a change in habits and a change in thoughts. But here's the process, guys. Those thoughts, beliefs that got you where you are in your life sometimes need to be broken, and a whole new set has to be incorporated into your life to take you to that next level. I'm Dean Graziosi. Thanks so much for watching this Weekly Wisdom. If you don't have my free books, you can go to deansfreebook.com. That's deansfreebook.com. It says book, but you actually get two. My personal development book, New York Times bestseller. Also my latest real estate book. You can get them both for free. Download, grab them, and stay engaged. And I look forward to talking to you next week.